You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and once again, I am very pleased to have in the studio with me Jane Neumiller-Bustad with United Way of Hastings. She heads up the Helping Kids Succeed initiative at United Way of Hastings, and it's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Mike.
And Helping Kids Succeed is a 1 hour a week job, right? So I'm glad you were able to find time to come down here and spend a little time with us today.
It is more than 1 hour. We're very busy, both Mary and I. And this week especially has been busy.
That's a joke that comes back to me from when my stepson was a high school student and in scouts. They were always looking for adults to guide the scout troop. And they said, yeah, sure. It's only 1 hour a week.
I understand. Good marketing.
It didn't work. But anyway, getting back to United Way of Hastings, we are at the beginning of another school year. United Way of Hastings has had a very busy summer.
Yes.
Rearranging things after the COVID pandemic, dealing with the new variant and how that affects your operations, both in-house and how you deal with the community. But coming up is a standard occurrence in the annual life cycle of United Way of Hastings, and that's our banner campaign.
Yes.
And we are going, I'm a big part of United Way of Hastings now. No, you're going to be starting off the banner campaign coming up here very soon.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about how that's going to work.
Yeah. United Way of Hastings, we only do fundraising one time a year.
From January through December.
Actually, no.
I'm kidding.
Only do fundraising in the fall.
Right.
And so if people will recall, it's getting to be that time of year where you're going to start to see these lovely black and white banners around town with people's pictures on them that say Live United. And those banners are courtesy of our campaign sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Those are businesses and organizations around the community that purchase a banner. And by doing that, the funds that they expend to do the banner purchase, that pays for our campaign expenses.
Right.
And so every dollar that we raise through the campaign can then go back to providing programming, either direct programming that we do through United Way. Give just a little context. We do run internal programs like Food for Kids and Helping Kids Succeed.
Right.
And we support the communities and schools. Support worker at the high school, Kel O'Leary. That's
Shout
kind of one column. Shout
out
to Kel. That's one column of activities. Then we also kind of harken back to our roots. United Ways were founded in order to gather funds from around a community and then be able to distribute them to other nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
And so we still do that, larger percentage of our funds raised since we're doing more original programming. But we do give a portion back to other nonprofits every February, late winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other big role that United Way has is we collaborate and we coordinate around the community. August 30th, we did International Overdose Awareness Day recognition, and that was an example of collaborating with a lot of different organizations and individuals around the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so our campaign, we kick off every year the first home football game with the Hastings Raiders down at Todd Field. And people that attend that will notice all the white banners around the field. Well, yesterday, it's been a busy week. We actually went over to the field. Last year, we did something a little different. Because of COVID, we had our campaign sponsors meet and unroll all the banners on the field and organize them all neatly. And then Hastings TV was there to film a drone, used their drone and did a film, created a lovely video piece for us, which is still on our YouTube channel. This year, same thing, we unrolled the banners, but we added a piece which I thought was just terrific. We recognized our local first responders and healthcare workers.
Yes.
I didn't even count. We probably had easily 30 Hastings Police, Hastings Fire, Dakota County Sheriff's deputies, and representatives from Alina that were there on the field in front of all the banners. And Mike did his drone, you know, kind of in front of all of
sure,
them.
Sure, sure.
And it's our way of saying thank you. And the community's way, one way of saying thank you to all of their hard work this past year, all the work that they do, but certainly during, you know, the pandemic has been very challenging for all of those professions.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to recognize them, and we appreciate so many of them coming out. We didn't expect them to help with the banners, but they did, which was
sure,
very nice.
Sure.
And we also had the members of the Hastings girls swim and dive team joined us after their morning practice, and they were able to help with the banners. We not only unrolled them on the field, but then we were able to take them after the filming happened and then put them up on the fences around Todd Field.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be there for the first home football game, and then we'll take them down, roll them up, and then we either deliver them to the campaign sponsors for them to post on their location, or we'll do that for some of the sponsors ourselves. We'll get a team of we'll have a team of volunteers that will then go out in many of the places, you know, on the roadways and mm-hmm. high visibility locations.
Sure.
And they'll be up we usually have a good 2 months. If the weather is nice, we'll run all the way through Thanksgiving.
Sure.
I have taken banners down in late November before.
I remember the story about the frozen steaks.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you'll see those little green steaks standing up all winter long. If we get a early hard freeze, then sometimes we're a little
You know what
out of
you
luck.
Should do is get permission from MnDOT to hang them on the big bridge.
I don't know if they would go for that, but that would be kind of fun.
You know, just to have a bridge full of banners of everybody that supports United Way of
That's
Hastings and
idea.
Their programming. Yeah.
We are so thankful for these sponsors. Many of them have been with us for years.
Yes.
We get new ones every year, which is kind of fun and exciting. And last year we did this idea of unrolling the banners in part to get people out, to get them outside. You know, we're not in a confined space, so it's mm-hmm. very safe. People could see each other. They could interact with each other. And it had been months since many folks
right.
had been able to do that.
That was just about the end of the time of the lockdown.
Yes.
If I'm remembering correctly. I don't exactly remember when that finally expired. But
and people really
we had
that.
Spent from March until that time, everybody pretty much sequestered in their own space. And
yeah. It was so good to see, you know, faces.
People.
And
there's
people
still people
that we
here.
Knew and,
you don't yeah. exist just on Zoom. How
exactly.
about that?
Exactly. So it was just great to get everybody back together this year
mm-hmm.
and to see that support. And I love the banners just because it's a sign of when you look at them and you see the name of the business and you see the faces. Dan Rother Photography takes those photos for us, and he mm-hmm. does a terrific job.
Yep.
People look good. They look happy. and you see those around town, and they've always kind of made me smile even before
yeah.
I worked for United Way. So it's fun.
We had the unveiling then with the first responders. Is there anything scheduled in particular for the first game? Are you going to do anything else at that first game for the banner campaign?
We typically have a giveaway that we will give away at the gates.
Okay.
And this year, because of our work with opioids and other drugs and alcohol, we've created a magnet. And so the magnet will have both the signs of an opioid overdose on it,
mm-hmm.
but also resources.
Okay.
It's very important if you're with somebody and you think there's an overdose happening, it's very important to call 911. Seconds matter.
Yes.
And yeah. if people need resources information, we always encourage them to call 211, which is a United Way 24-hour confidential
mm-hmm.
resource line.
Sure.
Both of those numbers are on the magnet, plus others. And a little bit of statistics at the top, but we are hoping that people will put those on refrigerators, file cabinets, and if something happens in their home or their workplace, they'll have those numbers right at their fingertips and
right.
they can make that call.
And we're still learning, going back to this opioid issue a little bit, we're still learning about the depths of the danger that
yes.
this particular
mm-hmm.
set of chemicals has.
Yeah. We had talked previously, there were over 1,000 deaths of Minnesotans in 2020 from opioids and fentanyl poisoning,
mm-hmm.
and so that number could be larger this year. It is a huge problem, and we're trying to get smart.
Very unfortunate,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we're trying to share information with people.
And just really quickly also, you mentioned 211 and 911 in an emergency. We talked also in a previous segment about Bridget Noring, who is spearheading the
mm-hmm.
the campaign for fentanyl awareness here in Hastings.
Yes.
Her group has a Facebook page, which is APALD, And if you go there, you get the website, you get all the information. You can also go to unitedwayofhastings.org.
Yes.
If you need some help, you're expanding your resources there.
Yes, we are.
But communication is key in this particular scenario, getting the proper word out there.
Right.
Once again, the extreme toxicity of this particular chemical.
Yes, very high.
And it doesn't take much to kill a whole bunch of people,
We have a display, actually, in our window. We're down on 2nd Street in Hastings. And I always like to tell people we're between Spiral Brewery and the Mexican restaurant. Great location. And we try to change our window display pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. And Bridget and her family and friends came down and created a wonderful display. We have she put together it's a measuring cup and has table salt in it.
Sure.
And the table salt represents the one cup of table salt. If there were an equivalent amount of fentanyl in that measuring cup, that would kill 100,000 people. That's how deadly this stuff is.
I don't mean to laugh, but that's astonishing. That's staggering.
It's absolutely staggering. And another drug called carfentanil probably would take, I'm not an expert, but maybe half of that amount would kill 100,000 people.
Oh,
and this is being found in street drugs of every kind. We can't say enough about, please don't take prescriptions that don't belong to you. Please don't buy pills from classmates and friends. Please don't buy street drugs, because you just, what is being sold, and much of it is being sold on social media.
Yes.
What you think you might be buying is not what that pill
You really
contains.
Have no way of knowing.
And you have no way of knowing.
No way of knowing.
And it is truly now a roulette wheel of people that are taking substances. So another resource that I would recommend, if you know of something, if you want to reach out anonymously, there is a resource the Hastings Police Department has called TIP 411.
Right.
And you can tip them your, the number's going out of my head right now, so please check on our website or check on the Hastings Police Department website. But you can actually text an anonymous tip. It is not monitored 24/7, so in an emergency, please call 911.
Yep.
If you are with someone you think is overdosing, there is a substance called Narcan, which can be used.
Which most if not all of the Hastings police officers carry
with
them.
All of them. They've used them multiple times this year already. Part of the challenge is it can reverse an opioid overdose, but not other types of overdoses. So you still need to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota does have a Good Samaritan law. And so the person who is overdosing and the person who makes the phone call, generally, I'm not an expert, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a police officer, but generally speaking, there are protections for the people involved.
Sure.
Again, I don't want to get too down in the weeds, but please
just
call
911. Just do the right thing and call 911.
Devin, yeah. And we had two other deaths since then of 19-year-olds that were fentanyl-related.
Hmm.
Calling 911 would have helped all of them.
Yep, we have to get the word out there, and
we
all have to work together to stand against this.
We truly do. Yeah. I know we hear that a lot. Oh, it's a community issue, or oh, it could affect everyone. You know, that's one of the things Bridget has brought to us awareness-wise, is it could truly affect virtually every person or family in this community.
Mm-hmm.
If not you directly, somebody you know.
Yep.
A loved one, a family member, a relative.
Yeah.
It's an enormous problem.
It really is. And in order for United Way of Hastings to help get that information out there and render the assistance that is so direly needed, we're going to go back to this banner campaign. If there is a business or a person in business for themselves and they see the importance and they want to contribute to the cause.
Sure.
How do they do that?
We are going to be doing a mailing here in September. It'll go out to 14,000 households.
Nice.
You know, we used to do kind of a brochure type flyer, and and people just don't have time anymore. So it's a little trifold. It'll have an envelope in it. That is how we get one source of our donations. When you receive that, if you'd be kind enough to cut off the bottom part, fill in your information, return that. You can also go directly to our website, which is www.unitedwayofhastings.org. We have a fairly new website, and it does have a donation capability. You can make a secure donation that way. Certainly a one-time donation. Also, some people choose to do an ongoing monthly donation.
Sure.
And that also is extremely helpful. And you know, all of our funds, it's important to say, all of our funds are raised here locally, and they stay here locally. Our
right.
service area is within the boundaries of ISD 200.
Right.
We do not get funding from the Twin Cities United Way.
Or a National United Way.
Or
for
National.
That
nope. Yeah. Basically, every dollar raised here stays here to benefit Hastings.
That's one of the, I don't know if you want to call it a pitfall, but being totally autonomous is that everything you do is for yourself, but then only everything you do is for yourself.
As you say, there are pluses and minuses, but yes, we are. Every United Way is independent.
Sure.
And so they rely on the generosity of the businesses and the neighbors that are in their community. And if someone would like a banner, let us know. We'll put you on a list. And then next year, we usually kick that off in early summer.
Great.
And we'd be happy to add you to the mailing list for that.
I was just going to mention that it's too late to get a banner up for this year. But
yes, unfortunately.
If your if that branch of your company is looking for a place to invest back in the community,
yes.
still get in touch with United Way of Hastings and get on that banner list for next year.
Absolutely.
We've got, what, about 60-some-odd banners this year?
Yeah, or? It was...
And we want to pump it up for next year?
Yeah, I want to say we were close to 55. We had the most campaign sponsors we've ever had.
Nice.
And we raised the most funds this year that we've ever raised mm-hmm. through the campaign sponsorship, which is so wonderful. We so appreciate them. We will have their names on our website. We'll have them in our newsletter. We have our new T-shirts.
Yay.
You see the black and white Live United T-shirts. We have the names of all the sponsors on the back. And they are represent everywhere from single one-person businesses
sure.
all the way up to large corporations, mm-hmm. our sponsors. So we have, it's a very modest investment that people make, and you get your banner up for 2 to 3 months, and people will see the name of your business driving by either in front of your business or at a prominent location around town, and it's great.
And the nice thing about the whole campaign also is, you don't have to be a multinational billion-dollar company to render just a whole ton of assistance in Hastings through
yes.
United Way.
Very true. We leverage
those dollars. You could be a single person in an office mm-hmm. running a little CPA thing, or mm-hmm. maybe you've got an Etsy thing somewhere.
Yes, absolutely.
Or whatever.
Yeah, we have.
And all of that support works very well. It stays right here in Hastings.
It does indeed.
We are just about out of time again. The time always flies when I have Jane Neumiller-Bustad in the office, in the studio with me. Once again, she runs the Helping Kids Succeed program with United Way of Hastings. And that website, once again, for those of you that need it, is www.unitedwayofhastings.org. And what's the phone number over there if they want to leave
yeah,
a message?
If you have questions, we are busy running around often, so please leave a message if we don't pick up the phone. But that number is 651-438-3337. Happy to answer questions.
Excellent. Jane Neumiller-Bustad, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.